My name is Philip Wallace, from Cali, born Philippines, but raised here all my life.
Philip Wallace just turned 34 last week. He makes minimum wage, still $7.25, as a parking attendant for the company ProPark. He typically works anywhere from 18 to 25 hours a week. That means he's bringing in less than $10,000 a year.
It's all going into, bills, my rent, insurance, the car, and then my kids.
Philip has three children, including a newborn daughter and a wife who also works at ProPark. She's in a management position and gets paid slightly more, about $10 an hour. But since they both only get part-time hours, they're barely scraping by.
I was financially struggling all my life, and just minimum wage, it's just not cutting it. Every day I think about it. Every day I think about what I'm going to do and how we can make it work.
Another obstacle for Philip and his family, they're homeless. After getting fired from his job roasting coffee at Lions in Kalihi, he wasn't able to make rent. The family was evicted and moved into their car. Since November, they've been involved in a program called Family Promises. The nonprofit works with church groups to help provide a place to sleep for homeless families. Philip describes a typical day.
Every Sunday, we'd go to a new church. We'd wake up around 4, pack up our stuff, load our car, and wait till 8, because then we can go to the program. You know, it opens up a little bit later.
Philip says he and his wife make sure their work schedules don't conflict, so one of them is always with the kids while the other is at work. When he was working as a coffee roaster, he was making over $15 an hour. Now working minimum wage, he's had to make a lot of tough choices.
Now it's like we really have to budget and buy, like, bulk salmon, you know, just in case, because we just don't know, like, if I'm going to have money for eat. Before, we could just, I pay my bills and I had money for it, spend time with my family. And now, sometimes it's like, okay, I can't drive my car for a little while because I don't have gas money, you know what I mean? So I think that's the hardest part. Just you have to really decide what is more important.
Philip's story does reflect some broad trends. Studies have shown it's nearly impossible to survive on minimum wage alone. The National Low Income Housing Coalition ranked Hawaii the most expensive state when you take into account the cost of housing. Philip also worries that a minimum wage job is the only work he can get. He dropped out of high school and made some bad decisions, landing in prison for burglary and theft.
You know, that's the only position I can get is like entry-level jobs. I mean, ultimately it comes down to, how much money I can make, and if I can find a better paying job, I'm going to go to a better paying job. And I just can't live on the minimum wage, indefinitely.
But things are starting to look up. Philip completed his GED, and through the Family Promises program, he and his wife managed to put away $3,000 in savings. They're using that to move into more permanent housing.
Well, it's a two-bedroom apartment for $1,100, so it's pretty good price. It's the location, too, why it's so cheap. It's right in front of KPT, but it's a good place, and it's home for now.
But having a place to call home means another expense for Philip, who's currently looking for a second job. Molly Solomon for HBR News.